In three swing states, Republican groups are challenging the votes of U.S. citizens living abroad, including U.S. military members. Many legal experts say these lawsuits likely won't succeed, but could lay the groundwork for questioning election results. Here's NPR voting rights correspondent Hansi Lo Wang.
Before leaving the U.S. Army, retired Colonel Ray Kimble was an absentee ballot voter in Pennsylvania's elections.
No matter where I was serving, in the United States or overseas, I was confident that my absentee ballot vote was received and it was counted.
Federal law requires states like Pennsylvania to allow eligible military members and other U.S. citizens living abroad to vote in federal elections. And state election rules for overseas voting have been uncontroversial for years, until Republican groups filed three lawsuits.
This is directly challenging a fundamental right and franchise of my former colleagues, both military and civilian, and I'm tired of it.
Much ink has been spent by the secretary framing this lawsuit as anti-military or being antagonistic to our armed forces and their families. But nothing could be further from the truth.
Brandon Debus, an attorney for the Michigan Republican Party, spoke at a court hearing for the lawsuit against Michigan's Secretary of State.
If you are a Michigander and you are serving your country overseas, you are still a Michigander, and your vote is both proper and welcomed here.
Michigan's election rules also allow absentee voting by citizens who are born outside the U.S. and whose parent or legal guardian's former residence was in the state. But the Republican National Committee argues that violates Michigan's constitution, which requires voters to be residents. At the hearing, though, Michigan Judge Seema Patel pointed out that when it comes to voting, the state constitution allows lawmakers to define who is a resident.
How do you respond to defendant's argument that you've, in essence, disenfranchised an entire group of citizens who otherwise would be eligible to vote from being able to cast their vote anywhere in Michigan or in the United States?
Patel ultimately didn't get a convincing answer and dismissed the Michigan lawsuit, calling it an 11th-hour attempt to disenfranchise voters. In a similar case in North Carolina, a state judge rejected the RNC's request to set aside and not count some overseas voters' ballots. The RNC is appealing both rulings. In Pennsylvania, a federal judge is expected to rule soon in a lawsuit by a group of U.S. House Republicans. They're challenging how the state registers overseas voters.
What's kind of boggling about these lawsuits is that none of the systems that they are challenging about these voters are new.
Danielle Lang of the Campaign Legal Center helped file a court brief in support of Pennsylvania's election rules for overseas voters.
And yet these lawsuits were filed after the ballots already went out to these voters.
Many legal experts say the timing makes it likely that these lawsuits are going nowhere. Still, election watchers say these legal challenges may confuse voters and disrupt an already tense period for election workers in states like Pennsylvania, where the ballots of overseas voters can be received up to a week after Election Day.
It's a sort of ripe time for the intentional insertion of distrust and conspiracy theories.
Kathy Buchvar used to oversee elections in Pennsylvania.
Adding this doubt and intentional fueling of distrust is just another example of exactly what we don't need.
Overseas voters could play a key role in this close presidential race, where tens of thousands of votes could determine who wins a swing state like Pennsylvania, which has sent more than 25,000 absentee ballots abroad. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.